help them navigate through this difficult time. It is said that seek to understand before you are able to be understood. Seek to understand before you are able to be understood. In other words, look at the world today. Don't blame our children for their failure. Let us look at the challenges they are facing, and then let us adapt the way in which we need to do our parenting, and then help them navigate through this difficult life. If you have to look at some of the studies that were done, and what tops challenges facing youth are many, but we need to break them down so we can understand them. One is that of loneliness. One is that of loneliness. I was speaking to one post-matric yesterday, and he was saying that in the vicinity of the Hyde Park region in Pretoria, in the last year, 11 students committed suicide, just in that area. And one of the driving factors were people were becoming depressed because of loneliness. How do youth define friendship today? They go onto their computer or on their cell phones or on their tablets and look at their Facebook account and see how many friends they got on Facebook. How many likes did I get for my post on Instagram? How many people I'm able to chat with every night on WhatsApp? And the list goes on. But that is not friendship. Your friend is that tablet or that screen that is in front of you, but doesn't have anything to do with real friendship. We need to start reducing. Technology is here to stay. If I'm going to tell you to take your tablets away from the children, they're going to rebel and you're not going to accept. But we need to start diminishing screen time and start making children able to communicate physically with someone. That type of friendship, physical contact friendship, is far different from that type of friendship attached to a screen. It's easy to hide and conceal your identity, conceal your attitude, conceal your akhlaq between a screen. But when you are faced with someone, and that affects the way you interact with people later on, and when you get married and so on. So one is of loneliness. The second, and well, one of the most important stresses or challenges our youth face today is that of peer pressure. Now, what is peer pressure? Peer pressure is wanting to conform, to avoid conflict within your peer group. So people want to be like the other person. They want to be like the ringleader. And they will fall into the trap of being pressurized into doing certain things that go against the grain of how they were brought up, or go against the grain of society, go against the grain of Islam today also. The way in which we need to combat this peer pressure is we need to have a healthy family relationship. A healthy family relationship that everyone in the house needs to be on the same page, needs to have communication time. Once a person was doing a survey with a youth group, and approximately 30 youth were interviewed, and collectively, they didn't make up 2 hours a day of communication with their parents. Collectively, all 30 of them didn't add up to 2 hours of communication time with their parents. We as parents are also too involved with our screens, be it the phone or be it with the computer, or be it with our businesses or whatever the case may be. And we are neglecting the communication with our children. Then also, the mother and the father need to set a unified goal. They need to be on the same page in which road we want to adapt or use to discipline our children. Because they say that the father does the providing, the mother does the deciding, and the children do the overriding. And that's the reality today. Both parents need to be on the same page, set goals. Not the child can go to the mother, and then if he doesn't come right at the mother, then go to the father and get his way there. Both parents need to be on the same page and need to work towards a common goal. Today we need to be active parents rather than passive parents. We need to be physically involved in every child's life. Yes, a person will say, I'm supporting my child, I'm in his life. I'm working for his inheritance, I'm working for his education, I'm part of his life. More than that, your time is of importance. Your time is of utmost importance. You need to be an active child, an active parent, rather than a passive one. For example, if your child likes fishing, for example, here's your money, go with your friends. No. You need to take the child fishing nowadays. You can't just send him with his friends, because what he's going to get up to there, Allah alone knows. Your child wants to go to the merry-ground, you need to take him there. Be an active parent, whatever the case is, however small they are, or however big they become. You need to be an actively involved parent in their lives. So you don't leave room. You don't leave room for others to infiltrate your family life, your family responsibility, and your core values that you have at home. Ali radiallahu anh set out a beautiful manner in which we can use to attain good children, inshallah. He says, لَاعِبُوهُمْ بِسَبِعٍ. For the first 7 years of the child's life, play with them. Play with them as much as you can. Devote most of your time to just playing with them. If you need to correct them with love and kindness, but dedicate that 7 years, that first 7 years of a child's mind to playing. This will create a bond like no other bond. This will create friendship between child and parent. And this is a vital part of a child's life which will carry him through and which will maintain a healthy relationship going forward. So he says, لَاعِبُوهُمْ بِسَبْعٍ. For the first 7 years of the child's life, play with them. أَدِّبُوهُمْ بِسَبْعٍ. For the next 7 years of the child's life, now you start educating them. Teach them what they need to know. It's not sufficient that you leave the job to the teacher in the school or to the molana in the madrasa. It is not enough. You yourself need to take the responsibility of educating our child. Not just educating them on what is in their syllabus in their kitabs, but generational knowledge that is being lost. Generational knowledge that is being lost. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was walking in the marketplace, and he was walking with Sahaba, and he saw one youngster about 14, 15 years old. He had just slaughtered a sheep and now was trying to skin the sheep. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Whoa, hold on, you are doing it incorrectly. Let me show you how." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam rolled his sleeves up till his shoulders, and he then put his whole hand, his fist, into the skin, between the skin and the sheep, until his whole hand, till his shoulder was covered in the hide of the animal, and then told the youngster, "This is how you do it." That is, we're not going to find that in our books, in our syllabuses. That is generational. People learned it from their fathers, from their grandfathers, and it came down. But our generations today are losing it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the same hadith carries on walking, and he comes to a youngster who is selling soup. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Oh youngster, is your soup ready?" And he says with pride, "Yes, O Nabi of Allah, my soup is ready." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Let me taste." And he opens the pot, he grabs a piece of meat, and he bites it. And he says, "Yes, this is done to perfection." Now the Sahaba say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire duration of walking in that market today, he was licking on this bone. We need to teach our children adab. We need to teach them respect. We need to teach them how to interact with elders. We need to teach them how to interact with society. We need to teach them how to interact with the animal life. We need to teach them how to interact with the environment. Thus, they're not going to just learn in schools, and they're not going to learn it in madrasa. We as parents, we need to take responsibility of educating our child and not just leaving it for the school or the madrasa. Don't neglect the Islamic upbringing of your child at all for one second. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, we know he finally became a king, and then his brothers came to him. Then he finally revealed his identity to them. He sent his shirt with to his father and told them to take the shirt and throw it on their father's face, and their father's eyesight will be regained. As soon as his father regained his eyesight and then realized that my Yusuf is alive and healthy, he asked the biggest brother, "How is my Yusuf?" So the biggest brother said, "Oh well, he's a king and he's in charge of lots of people." He said, "No, I didn't ask about how is he doing. I asked, how is his iman? How is his iman?" That needs to be the worry of our parents. The way society is going, and the way our youth are starting to think nowadays is scary. The Jamiat head office has designated an entire arm, an entire research into philosophical questions that people are posing today. And that's not only our elders, but our youth also. They ask funny, funny questions today. One sheikh was saying that at one of his youth groups, instead of a child asking, for example, he gave this one example, and he says, about the permissibility of zina. They don't ask about the permissibility of zina anymore. The question has gone to such an extent that what does Islam say about having more than one partner in the same zina situation? For 23 years of our school, we had a haircut policy. Now we have to review it, not because Islam changed, because people are starting to question, where did this come from? What is the authenticity of the hadith? What is the literal meaning of the hadith? People are starting to question. Before, our teachers told us do, our parents told us do, and we did. Sami'na wa ata'na. We have heard and we will obey. But today, people are asking why. People are asking why, and using different types of excuses now to challenge the Quran, to challenge the ahadith, to challenge the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and save us. My respected elders and brothers, let us hold the reins of our youngsters, of our youth, before they go away too far. Let us retake those reins and take responsibility amongst ourselves, and don't leave it for the next person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayah I recited before you, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O you who believe, save yourselves and save your children and save your families from the fire of Jahannam. Mawlana Ibrahim Baam, in one of his bayans, he draws this picture. Imagine when you're coming towards your town and you see a fire burning. And you say, that seems to be in my town, probably not by our area. And when you come closer, you see it's in our area. And then you say, no, probably not in my home. And then when you come to the street of your home, Allah forbid, this happens to anybody. You come there and you find your house is on fire. And you rush through the scenes, through the barricades. Your wife and two children are outside, they're safe. One child is upstairs. The fire is engulfing the house and screaming, "Oh Father, help me. Oh Father, save me." Think about this picture in your mind. And then know your responsibility with our youth, with our youngsters, with our children. Allah forbid they be standing there on the day of Qiyamah and blaming us for their downfall. "Abba, Ummi, what did you do for me? Which direction did you leave me? Which direction did you leave me to?" Allah forbid that happens. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we become good parents to our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we become good children to our parents. For this very reason, the Middelburg Muslim Youth League was set up. Was set up so that we can provide a platform for our youngsters to learn skills, to learn akhlaq and adab, so they can come out of the environments that they are in into a more healthy environment. We started off in 2014 and alhamdulillah it's still carrying on, not as it was before but on a different level. And like this we try and make or do events for children. And this particular one that's happening on Sunday is for this very reason, to foster a good healthy relationship between father and son, between guardian and child. Very few of us have registered for this particular walk. Maybe it's too early for our children to be up from Fajr. But this is an opportunity that is provided for the community. It is not too late. Let us register for this walk. Let us come and be part and parcel of this initiative. If we can't be part of this initiative, then let us volunteer our services for future events. The Middelburg Muslim Youth League is made up of a small shura, but the shura can't carry the baton every time. We need volunteers to come forward and assist in that with their time and their wealth, so that this initiative of the Middelburg Muslim Youth League of nurturing potential amongst our youth and saving them ultimately from Jahannam and granting them access into Jannah and making them better leaders of tomorrow can become a reality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and grant you the tawfiq of understanding. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.